Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 15, verses 20 and 21. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I've sinned against both heaven and you, and I'm no longer worthy of being called your son." Of all the stories that Jesus told, the parable of the prodigal son is the most famous, and it takes us to the heart of the good news. The son was a complete embarrassment. Can you think of anything worse than a son asking for his inheritance while his father was still alive? He then predictably went off and squandered the money and ended up stony broke. He was so desperate that all he could find was a job feeding pigs, and for a Jew, you couldn't imagine a worse job. They were banned from eating pork. The people would have listened to Jesus with rapt attention. But when they heard that the son had resolved to go back home and ask for a job from his father, they would have assumed they knew what was going to happen next. Any self-respecting father would give his son a hiding. He would punish him severely because everyone could see that's what he deserved. However, this father was different. Even though he had been horribly abused, he threw his arms around his wayward son and welcomed him home. He then gave him the best robe, put a ring on his finger, and threw a big party. This is precisely the good news that Jesus came to bring. We've all strayed from God's ways and treated him appallingly. We don't deserve his love. Punishment would be entirely appropriate, but incredibly, God throws his arms around us and welcomes us home. So let me ask you a question. What does this parable say to you personally? And now let me pray with you. Dear Father, thank you that even though we have done so many things that are wrong, that you are willing to forgive us and give us a new life. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Hola, bienvenidos a IKEA. Esa cara la conozco. Se están preparando para la uni, ¿cierto?
Hola. Ay, sí. Y hasta ahora no hemos encontrado un mueble que le guste a mi hijo y a mi bolsillo.
Acaban de llegar al lugar indicado. Aquí encontrarán todo lo que necesitan para crear una nueva historia en la uni. Con todo el estilo y lo mejor, a precios accesibles.
Así hasta yo quiero volver a la uni.
Estrena la uni con IKEA. Compra en ikea-usa.com/universidad y escoge entre envíos a casa, cientos de puntos de recogida y más.